We start off with some changes in New Jersey regarding limitations and restrictions. There are fewer of them now. Limits on restaurants, gyms, other businesses, because of the coronavirus pandemic, actually increased on Friday from 25% to 35%. Governor Murphy was citing declining hospitalizations, a gradual decrease in the daily case numbers, lower rate of transmission of the virus, as to why certain businesses can now increase indoor capacity. Technically, all these went into effect this past Friday at 8 a.m. Considering that they involve restaurants, too, it's a good thing with this being Super Bowl weekend. The order eliminates a previous restriction forcing bars and restaurants to close by 10 p.m. First time that since Murphy allowed indoor dining to resume that he's actually increased capacity limits. Restaurants no longer have to close the doors 10 p.m. However, municipalities and counties still can enact local curfews that would require restaurants in those specific areas and other businesses to close as early as 8 p.m., which sounds like a bad thing, but then it's a good thing because there might be a specific town or a city where an outbreak might increase, thereby necessitating a decrease in business capacities and operating hours. It's sort of a buffer versus a blanket statement for the whole state. Indoor seating at bars, that's still prohibited. The indoor capacity increase, that applies not just to restaurants and bars, but to entertainment, recreation businesses like casinos and gyms, personal care businesses like barbershops and salons. They can all operate at 35% of capacity. Additionally, the indoor gathering limit for things like religious ceremonies, services, wedding ceremonies, political activities, memorial services, they increased to 35% with a maximum of 150 people. That's up from 25%, but it keeps the total capacity limit of 150. That stays the same.